Shalom. This is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks with my baby.
Chip Brim.
Are you glad to be Chipper. The baby?
Yeah, I'm glad. Still the baby.
You know.
47 years.
When Brother Hagin called you out at your dad's funeral.
Yeah, Chipper. I got a word for Chipper. I wonder if God said that to him as well.
I don't know.
Tell Chipper.
The Lord had told me about Kent's funeral. When Kent passed away, I went to the window and prayed, Lord, what shall I do? And he said, ask Brother Hagin to do the funeral. Well, I knew that Brother Hagin didn't do funerals. And Brother Hagin was away. And I called him and told him, you know, and he said, let me pray about it. And he called me back and he said, well, I have to finish the meeting. You'll have to hold the body, but the Lord told me to do it. So when we were at the funeral, suddenly Brother Hagin starts this stuttering.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that when he does that, it's because he's got a word from the Lord. And so I reached over to you and I said,
well, I said, Mom, because I was burning up. I didn't know what it was. And I said,
you mean
Mom,
you felt fire?
Oh, yeah. I was burning all over me. And I said, Mom, I think he's got a word for the Lord for me. And I thought Mom would be real excited because for years I ran from wanting words from people. But Mom said, shh, honey, I think he's got a word for me. And so Mom, I thought, well, Mom's going to steal my word. But he had a word from the Lord for me. And
you said that you felt like if he didn't give it.
I was just going to have to do something because it was consuming me like a fire. And then he had a word from the Lord for me.
What was that word?
He said, your father had a race that wasn't finished in a ministry, or a ministry that wasn't finished, a race that wasn't fulfilled or finished. And he said, because of feelings of inadequacy, he said, now the anointing that was on him is now on you. And if you finish this race, you will be blessed and have long life. And that answered another question on why didn't Dad live longer? And, you know, some of the questions I had as a young boy, you know, losing his dad at too young, 49 years old. Well, that's not fair. And I knew it wasn't God. And so, you know, it was just questions like that. And God answered it for me. You finish, you know, the will of God in your life. And don't let feelings of inadequacy or what you call low-level devils stop you from doing that. Who am I? Who am I? What can I do? I haven't been to Bible school. I can't do that. Those things are just lies from the liar.
Mm-hmm. And it was lies to your dad.
Yeah.
Your dad had one of the most powerful healing anointings that I've ever seen. Mm. And there was a boy who had heart trouble from birth, a little baby, and he grew up to be about 10 or 12 years old. They sent him to the City of Faith. They said, we can't do anything for him. They brought him down to our church. And Kent laid hands on him and prayed, and he was instantaneously healed. Later on, when he went to college, he ran track for the University of Wisconsin. Now, when that little boy heard that Kent had died, he just couldn't believe it, because he had Kent in the place, like with Oral Roberts and Brother Hagin. And that strong healing anointing was on him. When Elijah said to Elisha, you're asking a hard thing when he asked for a double anointing, it's not hard for God to give. He can give a 10,000-time anointing.
Right.
But an anointing is something that is difficult for flesh and blood man to bear.
Mm.
Greater, it's the power of God, the dunamis power. Now, we're talking about the dunamis power of God, and it's got to be operative in the church.
We have to contend for it.
We have to contend for it, and we have to do things.
Yes.
That it doesn't kill us, like it did Ananias and Sapphira.
Right.
And what your dad lost his race about was he just really wouldn't answer the call.
Right.
But now we're going to go, here you are, you're this anointed young man, and you've been called by God, and you're preaching, and suddenly you get an opportunity to go to work for Oral Roberts University. And you love sports, you're into sports, God uses you in sports, you love the camaraderie of sports, and you're really called by God. So we were in California, you and I ministering together. And then we were at the West Coast Believers Convention. I think you even ministered there among the youth at the West Coast, Kenneth Copeland. And so I called Brother Oral Roberts to see if we could come for lunch. Oh, not for lunch. Oh, I wouldn't dare ask that. I just wanted to know if we could go by and see him, and he would pray for you in light of your new position.
Mm-hmm.
And so he did. He invited us for lunch. And we walked in that door. He didn't always have people for lunch. And there was, he was sitting on one side. I can still see it. And I was there and you were across from him, weren't you?
Mm-hmm. Across from you. He uh-huh. was at the end.
Uh-huh.
But I tell people it was like having a meal with Abraham or Moses or something.
Did you really think that? No kidding.
Not because of the age or anything. The reverence.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. There.
And it was very tangible and the power and the, you know, and so it was awesome. Absolutely awesome. You didn't want to say anything wrong, and you're just eating and didn't want to do anything wrong, use the right fork or spoon or whatever. But anyway.
It was so wonderful, though, in there, and he put us at ease, very much at ease.
Oh, and he loves sports, and we're talking sports. Yes. Yeah. He just told me some stories. It was awesome.
And here he is, you know, even in his very old age, he's tall and powerful and sharp.
Oh.
And in the plane on the way over there, the voice of the Lord had spoken to me. I knew that Brother Roberts had been trying to go home, but I wasn't, you know, home to heaven ever since Evelyn left, especially. But I didn't think about it at this time. When we were on the plane, we had a private plane then, and so it was very conducive to just listening to the Lord. And he said, "Tell Oral Roberts that some men can choose the date of their departure from earth to heaven as is revealed in the writings of the Apostle Paul. Others cannot. Two who cannot are Oral Roberts and Billy Graham. For at the dates of their departures, are in the sovereign plan of God. And at their departures, there will be a major shift in the heavenlies."
A major shift.
Now, I trembled at the thought of telling Oral Roberts anything. But we had such a Holy Ghost encounter in his home that day that the word of the Lord did flow effortlessly. And Brother Roberts wrote me a 7-page letter about that day. He began by writing about Chip. And I'm quoting from his letter. "What a splendid young man Chip is. Anointed, loving, discipled. Also, I felt God's healing power touch his back. He is in my prayers. I gave you my blessing. I gave my blessing to Chip. Watch the Holy Spirit work it in you and through you. In Jesus' name." Now, Chip had an old football injury that was very painful, trying to come back on him. He had gone, I guess, was it the day before to a chiropractor?
Well, I had gotten my healing from that years
ago. Oh, yeah.
Years
ago. Tell about that.
I mean, got my healing from it. And it attacked. And sure, it was from the enemy. I mean, the day I'm going to get to meet with Oral Roberts about this new position at ORU and get a blessing, and then Kenneth Copeland Ministries asked me to speak to their youth that night at the West Coast Believers. So here comes the attack. I hadn't had that before, and here I am in this major pain at, you know, Brother Oral Roberts' house. And so Mom really nicely asked if he would lay hands on me, and he did. And I
tell
felt,
what he did. Tell what he did.
Well, he started at. I turned my back to him. He was sitting down, and he started with his hand over the top of my back, and he was. Not,
he didn't touch your back though.
He wasn't touching me. He was hovering over it, so I can't see where his hand is.
It's about 2 or 3 inches away from Chip's back.
And he's going, and he's saying out loud, "Well, there's nothing wrong with it there, and there's nothing wrong with it there." Well, I don't see where he's at, and I'm in such pain, I'm going, "Well, I don't know where you're at, but there's something wrong with it."
No, you didn't see his hand.
No, I couldn't see.
His hand started at your left shoulder and
top.
About 2 or 3, top left.
Yeah.
And it moved right.
Yeah.
And then it moved back, and he was like a scanner.
And then finally he goes, "There it is right there." Well, I told that later to Richard and Lindsay, and they said, "Yeah, his nickname, we call him Radar." And because they said even doctors would send patients that they couldn't tell where the injury was coming from to him.
Really?
Yes, that's what they told me. And he said, "There it is right there." And he didn't touch me. And then he started praying, and he started shaking in that power. And his old Cherokee self with that anointing. You know, when you get that Cherokee and anointing mixed together, that's dangerous to the
yes,
devil.
Yes, it is.
But anyway, and then he laid hands on me, and it felt like a lightning bolt went through me. And he screams out like a little boy at Christmas, "Do you feel that?" And I go, "Yes, I felt it." And I was instantly healed. But what was so funny is even Oral Roberts, who had seen, you know, miracles after miracles in his life, still was just as excited to tap into that power and feel it, how tangible it was that day.
Because it's God.
Oh, that's why. Yeah, it's supernatural. It's God.
It's God.
The power. Mm.
Well,
and I was instantly healed.
Oh, he was instantly healed. And then we had that wonderful, marvelous day with the Lord. He wrote me back a 7-page letter about it. And he started out with Chip. And then he ended it like this. Finally, please know that I received your prophetic word that in finishing my course, that at my death, something extraordinary will happen by the Holy Spirit. Now, he moved to heaven. Actually, his daughter said, she thinks he moved on the 14th. He was singing and then he left and went like into a comatose type state. And so it was the 15th that he actually is pronounced dead. And then December 16, I heard about it early in the morning. And immediately I sat up and I took his letter in my hand. And I sat down in my prayer chair and began to seek the Lord. Specifically, I ask, what is the major shift? And what is the something extraordinary? He had written me that something extraordinary would happen at his death. The voice of the Lord spoke. I knew it. And what he said to me surprised me. He said, Oral Roberts knew to tap the power. Others simply lap the power. They run laps around it as if it were a burning bush. Then thoughts raced through my mind. I think they were from the Spirit of God. And they were these. They know the power's there. They even preach about it. But they don't tap it.
That's scriptural.
In other words, they...
2 Timothy.
What was that now?
They'll have a form of godliness in the last days, and the perilous times shall come. And those will have a form of godliness, but they will deny the power.
Mm-hmm.
Deny what? Tapping into the power.
Yeah, tapping into it. Not necessarily even that they just say there's no power of God.
Right.
But they
no,
just...
No, they're talking about Christians having a form of godliness. One translation says, yes, they'll go to church.
Yeah.
And deny the power. They won't even know it's there. They're denying it and not even knowing it. In other words, they're not tapping into it.
They don't tap into it. Some of them actually say, we don't want it. You know,
yeah,
we don't want it
right.
manifesting. But others, maybe they don't give time for it.
Yeah.
That's a big part of it.
Contend for it.
Contend for it. You have to let the Holy Ghost power operate.
Yes.
He waited until that power, he knew he was ready
yes.
to release it. So, bless the Lord. This is Billy Brim and Chip. And we're, this week, we want you to have the marvelous teaching that is absolutely everywhere I go, I hear about. And it's what God gave you on the anointing. We'll be talking about this week and maybe next week too, the anointing. And we have examples of it. We have it on DVD.
The anointing is the power.
The anointing is the power. We have it on DVD. We have it on CD. You can get the two CD set or you can get the DVD, either one for $10. Or you can get his book, How to Be a Champion for Christ. And that will special price $5. So these are all special prices. And you can telephone us at 1-417-336-4877 or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And if you'd like to be a partner with Chip Brim, a monthly partner, maybe $5 a month, $1 a month, $1,000 a month, just write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. And this is Billy Brim and
Chip Brim
saying shalom, shalom.
Shalom.